Week 19, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from afar, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Psalm 106. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, who he redeemed from the hand of the foe, and gathered from far-off lands, from east and west, north and south. Some wandered in the desert in the wilderness, finding no way to a city that they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty, their soul was fainting within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way, to reach a city that they could dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men, for he satisfies the thirsty soul, he fills the hungry with good things. Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God, and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled, there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom, and broke their chains to pieces. Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. They have seen the Lord's deeds and the wonders he does. Psalm 106 continued. Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them, and save their life from the grave. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men, Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing. Some sailed to the sea in ships, to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep. For he spoke, he summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea, tossed up to heaven, then into the deep. Their soul melted away in their distress. They staggered, reeling like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, all the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired. Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people, and praise him in the meeting of the elders. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They have seen the Lord's deeds, and the wonders he does. The upright see and rejoice, they consider the love of the Lord. Psalm 106 concluded. He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there. But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in. They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them, they grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease. He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing, by oppression, evil, and sorrow. But he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things, and consider the love of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The upright see and rejoice. They consider the love of the Lord. Lord, your truth reaches to the skies. How wonderful are your designs. A reading from the prophet Micah, chapter 7. For my part, I look to the Lord. My hope is in the God who will save me. My God will hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I shall rise. Though I live in darkness, the Lord is my light. I must suffer the anger of the Lord, for I have sinned against him, until he takes up my cause and rights my wrongs. He will bring me out into the light, and I shall rejoice to see the rightness of his ways. When my enemy sees it, she will be covered with shame, she who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will gloat over her. She will be trampled underfoot like mud in the streets. The day is coming for rebuilding your walls. Your frontiers will be extended that day. Men will come to you that day from Assyria as far as to Egypt, from Tyre as far as to the river, from sea to sea, the mountain to mountain. The earth will become a desert by reason of its inhabitants in return for what they have done. With shepherd's crook lead your people to pasture. The flock that is your heritage, living confined in a forest, with meadow land all round. Let them pasture in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, as in the days when you came out of Egypt, grant us to see wonders. The pagans, seeing it, will be confounded for all their power. They will lay their hands to their mouths, their ears will be deafened by it. They will lick the dust like serpents, like things that crawl on the earth. They will come trembling from their lairs in terror and fear before you. What God can compare with you, taking faults away, pardoning crime, not cherishing anger forever, but delighting in showing mercy. Once more have pity on us, tread down our faults, to the bottom of the sea throw all our sins. Grant Jacob your faithfulness and Abraham your mercy, as you swore to our fathers from the days of long ago. A responsory from Hebrews 10. He who is to come, and will not delay, and there will be no more fear in the land, for he is our Saviour. He will tread down our faults, he will cast all our sins to the bottom of the sea, for he is our Saviour. A reading from the Sermon of St. Pacian on Baptism. Quote, "Even as we have been born the likeness of earthly, let us bear also the likeness of the heavenly. The first man was of the earth, earthy, the second man is from heaven, heavenly." End of quote. If we act in this manner, dearly beloved, we shall die no more. For even if we are dissolved in this bodily life, we will live in Christ, as he himself has assured us, "He who believes in me, even if he die, shall live." In a word, we are assured on God's word that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the saints of God live. For God says concerning them, "Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." And as the Apostle says of himself, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I desire to depart and to be with Christ." And elsewhere he says, "While we are in the body, we are exiled from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight." This, dearly beloved, is the burden of our faith. Quote, "If, with this life only in view, we have had hope in Christ, we are of all men the most to be pitied." End of quote. Earthly life, as you yourselves see, for beasts, domestic animals, and the birds of the air, is of the same span or longer than ours. What is special to man is what Christ has given him through his Spirit, that is, life everlasting, on condition, however, that we sin no more. For just as death is the penalty of sin and virtue the way to avoid it, so life is conserved by virtue and lost by vice. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is he who has redeemed us, forgiving us all our sins, cancelling the decree against us which was hostile to us. Indeed, he has taken it completely away, nailing it to the cross. Disarming the principalities and powers, he displayed them openly, leading them away in his triumphal procession. He released the captives and broke our bonds. As David had said, "The Lord sets captives free, the Lord gives sight to the blind, the Lord raises up those who are bowed down." And in another place he says, "You have loosened my bonds, I will offer you a thank offering." Freed from our chains, when we rally round the standard of the Lord through the sacrament of baptism, we are delivered by the blood and name of Christ. Therefore, my dearly beloved brethren, we are washed but once. We are only liberated once. We are only received once into the immortal kingdom. It is only once that, quote, "Happy is he whose fault is taken away, whose sin is covered." End of quote. Hold firm then to the gift received, safeguard your joy, and do not commit further sin. Preserve yourselves pure and innocent for the day of the Lord. A responsory from 1 Corinthians. The first Adam was made of dust of the earth. The second Adam came from heaven. Just as we wear the likeness of man made of earth, so let us wear the likeness of man from heaven. You have discarded the old nature and put on the new nature, which is being constantly refashioned in the image of its creator and brought to know God. Just as we wear the likeness of man made of earth, so let us wear the likeness of the man from heaven. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, we confidently call you Father as well as Lord. Renew your Spirit in our hearts, make us ever more perfectly your children, so that we may enter upon the inheritance you have promised us. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.